I call to witness the Mount Sinai, and the scripture inscribed on a parchment scroll unrolled, the house ever peopled, the roof raised high, and the swollen sea, the punishment of your Lord, is certain to come. There is none who could avert it. The day the sky will tremble, the mountains moved and fly away, will be the day of woe for those who, ignoring the reality, engage in pleasantries. The day they are dragged and pushed into hell, and told, this is the fire which you denied. Is it magic, or you cannot see? Roast in it. Bear it with patience or impatience, it will be the same for you. You will be requited for what you have done. Those who fear God and follow the straight path will surely be in gardens and in bliss, rejoicing at what their Lord has given them, and their Lord will preserve them from the torment of hell. Eat and drink with relish, they will be told, as recompense for what you had done. They would recline on couches set in rows, paired with fair companions, clean of thought and bright of eye. And those who believed, and whose progeny also follow them in their faith, will be united with their offspring. We will not deprive them of their labor in the least. Every man is bound to what he does. We shall give them fruits and meats, and what they desire. They will exchange cups of wine free of incitement to pleasantry or sin. And young attendants like pearls within their shells will go round. They will ask each other questions, saying, we were also once full of fear at home. But God has been gracious to us, and has saved us from the torment of scorching wind. We used to pray to him erstwhile. He is the just and merciful. Remind them, therefore, that by the grace of your Lord you are neither a soothsayer nor possessed. Do they say, he is a poet for whom we expect an adverse turn of fortune? Tell them, keep on expecting, I am expecting with you. Does their reasoning prompt them to this, or they are a people rebellious? Or do they say, he has fabricated it? In fact, they will never believe. So let them bring a discourse like it, if they are truthful, or were they created of themselves? Or are they the creators? Or have they created the heavens and the earth? In fact, they are certain of nothing. Do they possess the treasures of your Lord? Or are they the treasurers? Or do they have a ladder, climbing which, they can hear, the secrets of heaven? Let one who has heard then bring a clear proof. Has God daughters and they sons? Or do you demand any wages from them, so that they are burdened with expense? Or do they have knowledge of the unknown which they write down? Or do they want a stage of deception? Then only those who do not believe will be the ones who will be tricked. Or do they have a God apart from God? He is too exalted for what they associate with him. If they should see a segment falling from the sky, they would say, it is only a massive cloud. So, leave them until they face their day of doom, when they will be stunned. Their deception will not avail them in the least on that day, nor will they be helped. Surely there are other torments besides this for those who are wicked, though most of them do not know. Await the judgment of your Lord, for you are always before our eyes, and glorify your Lord with praises when you rise, and glorify him in the night, and when the stars begin to wane.